John Curran, director of The Painted Veil, has a new film called Stone. The picture makes it possible for you to exquisitely wallow in great visceral shifts of power between the main players that I'll now describe. Jack, played by Robert De Niro, uses his professional authority over the imprisoned Stone, played by Edward Norton. Stone's wife, Lucetta, played by Milla Jovovich, wields her power on Jack with her abundant sexual allure. And to Jack's credit, he doesn't fold right away. Madeline, played by Frances Conroy, controls Jack, her husband, because he's desperate to have an obsequious, out-of-the-loop wife at home. Then Stone, in an epiphanical paradigm shift, becomes more powerful than anyone. You get to watch all these power shifts hopscotch across, but stay encased in Angus McLaughlin's script, one that may be as raw and honest as any ever put to a film about personal relationships. Hoping you don't think I'm going a little overboard about this movie, and having heard it's been said that Stone could be a film people will either love or hate, please bear with me. Jack is a to-soon-retire parole officer at an unnamed U.S. prison. Stone, a rough-talking, convicted arsonist, is being counseled by Jack prior to the inmate's upcoming parole hearing. His patter is replete with expletives that offend Jack, raising his embedded authoritarian ire to a boil. Stone's sensuous spouse, Lucetta, is brought up in the conversation as Stone begins talking about his private life. That motivates him to ask inappropriate questions about Jack's domesticity. Things look bleak for Stone's parole as Jack determines Stone isn't remorseful for his act that's part of his grandparents being murdered by another man. The convict thus puts into play a scheme to finesse his lusty wife, who knows not what fidelity is, to seduce Jack so he's forced to sign off on Stone's parole. Deception among humans is as old a story as any, but Curran directs the film in such a forthright, forceful way, with its compelling script and brilliant acting, chances are the time will fly as you watch it, and which will linger in your head longer than you might think. Madeline is attached to the narrative in the at-home scenes with her husband, so you can get the rest of Jack's personality. She's more of a spiritual person than Jack, even though he works hard at being one of the faithful. There's lots of religious chatter on Jack's car radio, as well as talk radio call-in shows to underscore when the story occurs, which is the recent past. The libidinous Lucetta, who'd not know a scruple if it bit her on a buttock, is devoid of values and clever as a hot fox trotting. It's a role any actress would kill for, probably, and this one might propel Miss Jovovich to serious stardom. She's just great in this movie, standing out among three other totally great and better-known actors. But don't get me wrong, this trio is in top form, as usual. What's really fine about Stone is its honesty. It has no answers, but as you can well imagine, sure does leave a person's head full of questions. Some moviegoers might find that disconcerting. There were times watching Stone I felt myself harking back to Lester Burnham in American Beauty. Not that these noirish stories are much alike, but that they both present in a stark, well-defined manner the same kind of predicament of relationships among people, since there were people. Two other films sprang onto my good movie radar last week. First was Conviction with Hilary Swank and Sam Rockwell. Quite a good film with another smooth, effective turn by the double Oscared Swank. It's the taken-from-truth hardscrabble account of a sister who does everything she can to legally spring her brother from the joint for something she knows he didn't do. Always with a cause, Hilary does her lines in a believable-sounding New England speak. Meanwhile, Woody Allen is back, directing his You'll Meet a Tall, Dark Stranger. Allen takes to task the sexual foibles of wealthy artists and liberals who, in many instances, can be so alike. Josh Brolin and Naomi Watts are cast with the intrepid Anthony Hopkins. He plays the Allen-esque character always on hand with a mature woman on his arm, old enough to be his granddaughter. Can you imagine Woody Allen doing a movie about a geezer, Lothario, stoked on Viagra? Allen gives us Dark Stranger with all the sound and fury he can get for a laugh, which, to counter Shakespeare, is something. And Leon Redbone sings a lot in the soundtrack. With his cinematographer, that old man Allen just keeps rolling along. The guy with this voice hopes you'll roll on by many other film reviews of his at TulsaTVMemories.com or under reviews at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.